With you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that I feel.
Yes.
I want to thank you, first of all, for praying for us up toward the mountains of Western North Carolina. I know a lot of people's praying. BJ was calling me, and God's a lot of good things have happened out of a lot of bad things. And I thank God for that. I thank God for God's people. Thank God for prayers. And I will tell you this, some of the rivers, saw a picture just the other day, some of the rivers that flooded and actually killed some people, those same rivers have been seeing people get baptized in them. So that's what God can do. But I appreciate Brother BJ loving. We've got friends here. Dave and Kathy's here. And all you guys from Union Chapel have been such a blessing to us. Come up and help brick our church. And I just thank God for the friends that I was able to get and receive through that time. And what a blessing it's been to me. And I appreciate Brother BJ having me come and preach. There's lots of messages in the Word of God. These 66 books, there's a lot, but there's only one message for tonight. And I was praying about it. A couple weeks ago, God started dealing with me about something, and I thought it would go away, came back, went away, thought it was going to go away. But this afternoon, the Lord confirmed it's where God wanted us to be tonight. And God, I've got a prayer for everybody in this place tonight. And I hope that God will answer the prayer of my heart tonight. But I want you to be obedient. It don't matter to me. I believe in an altar. I believe that that's where all the major decisions in my life have been made in an altar. Whether it's one at the house, whether it's one at the woods, whether it was one in a church, everyone. So if God tells you to do something, don't you worry about me. You do what God tells you to do. I'll sit down. I'll do. God tells you to testify. God tells you to sing. Whatever God tells you to do, if God tells you to do it, you listen to God. Don't listen to me or anybody else. You do what God tells you to do. If you need to come and thank Him right in the middle of it, I'll preach on. I'll quit. You do what God would have you to do. And let's be, I tell you, I'm praying that God will show up, show out this week and do something that we need, that I need, that God will be able to bless. But I will say this, I don't know. I don't want to be seen by anybody. I want God to be exalted. I want His Son to be glorified. I want Him to be high and lifted up. And I tell you, if we'll do that, God will work in our hearts this week. If you take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 34, I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 8. Psalm chapter 34, going to be reading verses 1 through 8. When you find your place, if you're willing and able to do so, if you'd stand in honor of God's Word, in reverence for God's Word, and if you'd pray for us, Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 through verse 8. Psalms 34, 1 through 8. The Word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon Him and were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and delivered them. And Lord willing, this is where we're going to be tonight in verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Tonight what's on my heart is these words, oh taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to You tonight, Father. Lord, I'm nothing but Your everything. Father, keep me low, Lord, where You'll be high. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for these people here. I thank You for this dear pastor and his family. Father, I thank You most of all for the Holy Ghost that I feel in my heart. Father, I thank you for the author of this word. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that it's truth. I thank you, Lord, that it's inerrant. Father, I thank you that it'll stand, Lord, the test of time. And throughout eternity, the word of God will stand. It's forever settled. Father, you're forever on the throne. Father, there's a nail in the holy place that's standing beside you. Father, I pray tonight, Father, I thank you for those that's praying. I thank you for a Savior that prays. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that prays. Father, I pray tonight, God, that I would do what you've called me to do and no more. Father, I'd say everything you'd have me to say and no more. And Father, I pray most of all, Father, that there'd be a sweet fragrance that would come up upon you tonight. Father, you'd be high and lifted up. Father, we'd see you. And I, Father, I pray when everybody leaves this place, everybody, all of us, God would get a taste of a God who loved us and sent his Son to die on the cross for somebody like me. Father, I love you. I thank you and I praise you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. David's singing here about how good God has been to him. Nobody can sing your song. Nobody can give your testimony. Nobody can tell anybody what God has done for you except you. All I can do is sing what he's done for me, tell you how good he's been to me. But David's heart's full right here of praise and thankfulness. And I tell you what, he wants others to know. And in verses 1 through 7, he's telling the whole world what God has done for him. He's telling what he's done. He's telling what he's done for him and how he's delivered him. And then he speaks to others. The first 7 verses is what he's done for him. And in verse 8, he speaks to others. He begins to speak to me. He begins to speak to you. And everybody that reads God's word today, and he gets to verse 8, after all the things he's done, he wants everybody to know what God's done for him. And then he wants to make sure that what God's done for him, he wants everybody to get a taste of it. And he says, oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. First of all, church, there's a challenge. He says, oh, taste. There's a challenge right here. Oh, taste. He says, don't just see him and don't just see it from afar. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Don't worry. Don't you worry tonight what everybody's doing, everybody around you. You taste. I want to taste. But he says, oh, taste. There's a challenge here. He says, oh, taste. I tell you, don't just see it from afar. I tell you, to smell the sweet rose of Sharon is not enough. Not just to smell him. That's not enough. No, it's not enough just to handle his word. You gotta taste it. Now, some of you, if you've been saved tonight, you're going to get this. If you lost, I tell you what, before you leave tonight, you need to taste my Savior. You need to taste the Word of God. You need to say, see, it's not enough just to be at His banquet table. You got a taste of what it is. You got to taste what's on the table. You got to taste what's on the table. And you've got to do that. And I tell you what, the first thing I thought of to taste Him is to try Him. To taste Him is to try Him. I can't explain to you what something tastes like. At times I'll say, oh, you ought to try this. You'll like it. But I can't trace it. I can't tell you what it tastes like. You got to taste Him for yourself. See, you got to taste Him for yourself. And to try Him and to taste is to try Him. Until you experience Him for yourself, listen, He's unique. He's unexplainable. Hey, there's nothing, there's not, hey, I'm going to tell you this, just a taste of it. Yeah, hey, I want you to go back to the first time you ever tasted Him. I tell you, hey, taste His love. Taste His love. Hey, get a big old taste of His grace. Taste His mercy. Taste His forgiveness. Get a taste of the Holy Ghost. Get a taste of His Word. And you'll see, when you start tasting them, you're going to find out all the drugs that we tried, all the alcohol we've tried, they ain't nothing tastes like Jesus. There's nothing it tastes like. No other thing in this world. Hey, there's people all over tonight trying to taste all kinds of things, trying to get a hold of all kinds of things. They taste this, they taste that, and I've tasted about everything. But I'm going to tell you what, when I got right with God and God saved me, there ain't no other taste that does what God can do for me. Taste Him. Oh, taste. You remember when you tasted His mercy? You remember what the time, the first time you tasted His forgiveness? Oh, that He'd save somebody like me. Oh, I got a big old taste of His grace. Oh, I tell you what, if this whole world, if all of America could just taste what me and you've tasted, it'd change the world. I tell you what, it'd change this. It'd change this nation. I'm going to tell you. Hey, have you ever? Is anybody here tonight say I've tasted His faithfulness?
Yes.
You ever tasted His fellowship when you didn't have anybody you could call to? Hey, ain't no preacher could help you. Nobody could do nothing for you. They ain't nobody could do and help you in any way. And the Holy Ghost came by, put His arm around him and said, just get you a big old taste of what I brought for you tonight. I'm going to tell you what, they ain't nothing like tasting. They ain't nothing like tasting what God has done. I tell you what, to taste Him is to try Him. I tell you what, to taste Him is to try Him. Not only that, to taste Him is to test Him. Hey, you do a take one of them take tests, competition. Just taste test it. Do a taste test. Line up the choices that you got. Just line them up. Try this. Try that. Try this. Try that. And then you get done, it leaves you. And then you get a taste. I ain't talking about the fake stuff. There's a bunch of fake fire out. There's a bunch of fake smoke out. But I'm talking about the real thing. I tell you what, I'm talking about the real deal. Hey, that old offshoot Dr. Pepper don't work for me. If I want to drink that kind of thing, I want Dr. Pepper. I want the real thing. I can taste the difference between that Walmart brand and the Dr. Pepper that I drink. You know what? That's the way it is with Jesus. You taste something, but it ain't right unless it's the Holy Ghost that's in it. I tell you what, some people are going around following all this fake stuff. You get a hold of Jesus. You get a good old taste from Jesus. There ain't nothing else will do. There ain't nothing else. Hey, to test Him is not only to try Him, but to taste Him right here is to test Him. Is to test Him. You'll taste the difference. Test His promises. You know what I found what the Holy Ghost likes me to do sometimes? He loves me to remind Him what He's already said. Father loves that. Father, You said that You'd supply. And He goes, oh son. You said that nothing be too hard for me. You said You'd never leave me, never forsake me. You said that. You said that the Holy Ghost would get inside of me, would dwell inside of me, would live inside of me. The author would move in. He'd be able to explain it to me. I tell you, You said that I have eternal life and no man can pluck me out of Your hand. Hey, You said there's a place on the other side waiting for me and there's a glad reunion day coming. You said that You'd walk by me all the way to the end, through the storms, through the trials, through the trouble. You said that. He loved you to, hey, you just go to bragging on Him and He'll send you a big old taste. He'll send you a big old taste. I'm going to tell you what to test. Hey, to taste him. I'm going to tell you to taste him is to test him.
Yes.
Don't worry, you ain't going to test him too hard.
No.
Yeah. He won't put on you more than you can bear. I promise you, you ain't going to put on him more than he can bear.
Right.
I tell you, taste his protection.
Yes.
Yeah. Taste it. Test it. Test his word. Test his word. See, hey, taste him. Taste him in the mountain and on the mountain. But taste him in the valley too. See what he tastes like. Test him in the storms. Go ahead and taste him. Taste him in the storms. Just don't taste him in the sunlight. When you get in a storm, get up there with him and taste him in the storms. Oh, in the valley. The sweetest taste I've ever had in my life. I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't in the mountaintops. It wasn't when everything was going good. I'm going to tell you what, the best of it, hey, I'm going to tell you what, when he gives you a honeycomb and you're in the middle of the valley and he breaks one off and says, just eat on this a little while. I'm going to tell you what, it'll get you through. Don't just test him when you're on the mountain. Test him in the storm. And you wait and you see, you'll come out of there and you'll say, he tasted better in the valley than he did on the mountaintop. Nobody else can help you like Jesus can. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. I'm gonna tell you, taste him in the taste him when you're in the storms of life. Taste him in the shelter in the rock. Wherever you are, you test him and taste him. Taste him in the times of battle. Taste him in the times of burden. Taste him in everything. Hey, just get a taste of him. You know what the church needs today? They need to get a taste again. Sometimes, let me say this to you. The day you get over getting saved, and the day you said, well, it don't really bother me no more, is the day you better make sure you're saved. It means more to me today than it did the day I got saved. I'm more thankful for grace and mercy because I know what kind of sinner I am, that the blood of Calvary could keep me from the time I'm 9 years old to 57 years old, and he's kept me through all these things. You know what? I've tasted him.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing else will do. There ain't nothing else will do. Ain't nothing else that'll come and do what God would have him to do. Not only says there's a challenge, oh, taste, but there's a certainty.
Yes.
And see. If you'll taste him, you'll see. I've not run into anybody yet that told me that they tasted of him and they didn't see. I've never met anybody that the Holy Ghost moved in that's ever tasted and they didn't see. See, because there's a certainty. David says, if you'll taste, then you'll see. If you taste, you'll see. All who've tasted him and tried him and has took the taste test, love him. Ain't that amazing? All who've tasted him, love him. If you find somebody loves Jesus, you'll know they've tasted Jesus. You'll know how the taste is by your love. You see right here, can he hear prayer? Yes, he can. Can he give strength? Taste and see. Can he break chains? Can he give comfort? Can he, taste him and see. Whatever your problem is, why don't you just taste him? And why don't you just see? Because the Word of God tells me, if you'll taste him and I'll taste him, then he's promised us that we will see. You say, I got big burdens. Taste him. You say, oh, you don't know my past. You don't know my past. Oh, you don't know where I come from. You don't know where I come from. You don't know where I once was, but I'll tell you this much. I walked away from God. Saved at 9. 22 years old, found myself in a jail cell. And you know what he did for me? He brought me out. Come running to me. He said, I've missed you. He never left me. And I got to start tasting again. And you know what I had to do? I found out there was no other taste in this world that put me in that jail that tasted like my Savior tasted. And you know what? Since 22 years old, every day I've been able to get a taste. Because the only way you'll ever see is the taste. You can't go by what Mama tasted. You can't go by what Daddy tasted. You can't go with your wife tasted. You can't care what your husband tasted. You can't tell whether your mama or daddy tasted. You've got to taste. Just to smell what's on somebody else won't get you in. But if you'll taste, you'll see he can do for you what he's done for me. And what he did for me, he did for David. David's saying, Ricky, why don't you taste him and just see? The problem is people don't want to taste. They want to taste the money. They want to taste the fame. They want to taste the attention. They want to taste of all these other things. What we need is to taste Jesus and see. That's what we need. Can he make things new? Taste and see. He made me new. I'm all scarred up. Outwardly and inwardly. But the sweet balm of Gilead, I tasted it. I told him, you can't never use somebody like me. Look at what I was. You know what? He put me back on the potter's wheel. He could have thrown me in a slag pile, got rid of me. I'm the one that said, you mean he's a preacher? You know what? I ain't no preacher. And there's a lot of people can preach a better gospel than me. I mean, preach they can preach better than I can, but they cannot preach a better gospel than what I can. You know why? Because I've tasted it. I got people up there now. I'm sitting there going, I ain't sure faith tasted it. I get excited because I'm forgiven. I'm excited that I ain't got to burn in hell. I get excited that I'll never smell it. Because you know what? Because I've smelled the sweet rose of Sharon and I've tasted the lily of the valley and ain't nothing else will do. And because he says I'm his, I just trust that I'm his and I'm on my way to heaven because of his mercy and grace. Oh, you get a good taste. Can you really, I had somebody ask me not long ago, can you really feel his presence? Oh, taste and see. Can you really hear from the Lord? Oh, yeah. See? There's a challenge here, and there's a certainty. All who've tasted Him have found that He's sufficient. All that's tasted Him says that He satisfies. But there's a conclusion. And this is where we're getting to. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How good's He been to you? No, don't block it out because you're all dignified. Don't be all dignified on me. Well, I don't know how good, I don't know everybody. No, you just know. How good has He been to you? I walked into our church, knew some people, or I knew of people that died and had some people in there that they'd up there in the flood and the hurricane. And there's some people that they'd lost 11 neighbors. It was at our church that next day. And I looked out and the whole flock was there. Not one little one, not one old one. I got to thinking, how good's he been to me? No, a pastor lost a third of his church. He had 35 people in his church and 11 of them died in the flood. How good's he been to me that I didn't have no funeral 11 times in 11 days? How good's he been to you? What's he brought you through? All throughout history, from Genesis to the book of Revelation and ever since, God's people have been tasting the goodness of God. I could start in my life and we'd be here all night to tell you how good he's been to me. From the very beginning, all the way back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve got a taste. Oh, yeah. Remember they sinned against God? What did God do? God went out there and got them animals. And he said, I'm going to kill them. And I'm going to put them skins on them to cover you up. You know what Adam and Eve got right then? They got a taste of God. That he was going to cover up sin. That he'd be that fig leaf wasn't going to do. They need to be covered with the blood. That blood, without the remission of sin, there is no forgiveness. And I tell you, Adam and Eve got a taste of him when they sinned. And he covered them. Not only after that, Noah, when he put him in, he brought him into the ark. And he put him in that ark. And he shut that door. Noah got a taste of God when he put it in there and says that God shut the door. Hey, he got a taste of him. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people in the world. Abraham. Abraham got a taste of him. I tell you, hey, him and Isaac was going up Mount Moriah. And Isaac said, we got the wood and we got the fire. Daddy, where's the lamb? He said, the Lord will provide a lamb. You find them coming back down there. You know what they're doing? They're sitting at the bottom of Mount Moriah getting a good taste of what God done, because he led them up there and he provided a ram right there. They got a taste of him. I'm going to tell you, all through the Word of God, they got a taste. Hey, tell you what, Rebecca got a taste of him. When she was riding and Isaac was out there and she was looking, she said, who is that out there? You remember she's riding on? Hey, I'll tell you, she was riding. She's riding there on that camel and said that the camels was a-coming and she is all loaded down, and the top of the Holy Ghost was leading her. And I tell you what, she said, what's the name of my camel? You know what he probably said? He said, you're riding on grace. And that's the bridegroom right there. You know what? She got a taste. She tasted and she is able to see. And I'm going to tell you, not only that, all these people that all through God's Word, Moses got a taste of him when he was in the cleft of the rock. And I tell you what, he got to see his backside and they had to put a veil on him. You get a taste of him, they may have to put a veil on your face. All everyone one of them, I tell you what, Jacob got a taste of him in a wrestling match. Joseph got a taste of him in the second chariot of Pharaoh. I'm going to tell you, Joshua was tasting and eating of him as he's walking around in Jericho, and then he gave some of what he was tasting and he throwed it up to Rahab. She threw a scarlet cord out and said, Rahab, get you a taste of what God's doing for our people. I'm going to tell you, God can do it for us. He's been giving people taste ever since he got started, and he's still going to be tasting on that. I tell you what, Aaron tasted and all ran off his beard. I'm going to tell you something today. I tell you, Ruth tasted. Oh, Ruth tasted. Ruth tasted. He said, Boaz. Said he reached out and gave her. He said, get you a taste of this parched corn. And you know what he did then? And he said, leave her. Hey, leave this Moabite's damsel. Give her some handfuls on purpose and get you a big old taste of what God's going to do. All through the Word of God. All through the Word of God, church. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Hey, they've been tasting. They've been doing. David tasted of him many times. And the Holy Spirit gave him his song right here. Job was tried. Job was tested. Yet he tasted his goodness. And he said, though he slay me, he said, yet will I trust in him. I tell you what, the young Shulamite bride. You know what she'd tell you that? She goes, I got my first taste. He brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. You remember when you got your first taste? All through God's Word. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah got a taste. Said his train filled the temple. Ezekiel got a taste. He is eating in the valley of dry bones. Said, prophesy to the wind. And the Holy Ghost went through that place. And Ezekiel got a taste. Daniel was eating in a lion's den. Hey, there's three Hebrew children. They got a taste of him in the middle of a fiery furnace. Hey, you know what? When you taste what God's done, you taste who God is, you see what God's done for you, you taste and see, you're walking in the lineage of a lot of the saints of God. Well, I'm going to tell you, church. Later on, there's one preaching in the wilderness. He ate locusts and wild honey. He liked the way they taste, I guess. But then he looked at one day. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. He got him a taste. He got him a taste. Samaritan woman came to a well to get her some water. He said, you taste of me, I'll give you living water, and you'll never thirst again. She took a big old taste. Hey, she tasted of the water that he gave her. She went back and told her friends, said, y'all need to come taste of this guy. Oh, I'm going to tell you, church. A widow got a taste of him when her son died. She's tasting of him down in Nain. And not long after that, down in Bethany, there was two sisters that got a taste of him as he stood beside her and their brother's tomb and said, Lazarus. Everything he's done for them, everything they've tasted of, I've got to taste of. Do you know that? I stood beside my daddy's grave. Eat up with Alzheimer's, didn't weigh about 90 pounds. Sitting there begging God to take him. And he took him. And I tell you what, I'm so glad that he was on the streets of glory. God gave me a taste right in the middle of it. And I'm going to tell you what, they ain't nothing like knowing Jesus. Here's a man on the road to Damascus. He got a taste, decided he wasn't going to eat nothing else the rest of his life. And at the very end of it, a man was sitting on the Isle of Patmos on the Lord's Day. He said, I want you to get a taste of what's on the other side and what it is to come, and I want you to give it to all the rest of them coming behind you so they'll get a taste of what they're getting ready to see. You see? Oh, taste and see. There's a thief. See, what do you need for your last meal? And he got a taste of the one that was in the middle. And it tasted so good to him, it spilled out, and the centurion got to get the taste at the same time. Taste. As a child, I watched others eat. I could smell it, thought it must be good. I grew up, some of y'all been to where I'm at. I'm out in the middle. This ain't really sticks. This is an urban area compared to where I'm at. Them old saints of God. Hey, all of them didn't have nothing. They didn't even have a high school education. But you know what? The Holy Ghost started working in him when I was a kid. And I could smell it. I could even feel it. And them old women would go. Them hair up in that bun. Most of them didn't even have a license, couldn't drive. A lot of them walked. They'd pick them up. And that big man get up and they'd tell me that he used to beat his wife. And he was an old alcoholic. And he'd get up and I tell you what, he'd get up and he'd do this. He'd start doing like it. He'd say, "Jesus saved me." And I'd sit there and go, "What in the world? There's something about this." See, they'd all got a taste of it. But oh, when I was 9 years old, I found out what I'd been missing and I got my first taste. And ever since then, even though I walked away, God's been letting me get a taste of Him. Wife had cancer, hadn't been married but 2 years. Then a week, lost her hair, gave her all this chemo, told us we'd never have children. And oh, in the middle of all that, God dealing with me to preach. And oh, in the woods one night, I got a taste between two old pine trees. I could take you right back to where it was at. And God, you know what? I'll never forget. See, there's sometimes that I'll never forget certain tastes. None of y'all could have done nothing for me. Preacher would come and talk to me and he'd leave and I'd sit there. She'd go to sleep and I'd lay there and I'd cry. Didn't know if she was going to live or not. Thought I was never going to be a daddy. Youngest daughter just got married. God gave us two kids. And I sit there and that child's holding that baby. And he's like, "Taste. Taste. Every good thing that's come into your life has come from Him. We ain't smart enough. We ain't good enough. We are nothing, but He's everything." What's He done for you? You remember, hey, some of you remember how it used to taste so good? But now the world's got it all choked out, got your taste buds all messed up. You get more fired up over other things than you even do God's house. What if He were to give you a new taste? What if you lost tonight and you've never tasted? You know what I'd tell you? Oh, taste. Oh, taste and see what everybody else has tasted. That's right. You see, you have to taste. Do you know what? Now I get to see others get a taste. Have you tasted Jesus? What do you think? What's He done for you? What's He brought you from? What's He brought you through? Where have you tasted Him? How bad was it when He got a hold of you? What'd He bring you out of? You was on your way to hell. What He brought? He brought you out of it. Don't ever get over that. You know what He did for you? He went to a cross. You know what He did there? He tasted death, hell, and the grave, And I ain't got to taste any of those things. That's why I'm excited. I ain't got to taste death. I'll never feel the sting. The grave will never have a victory over me because my Savior tasted it all for me. You know what He tells me to do? Praise me. Tell somebody else what He's done for you. I can't preach your message. I ain't got a clue. All I came tonight to do was to do one thing. And one thing is what God told me to do. Exalt the Savior that tasted everything for me, took up all my sin, took on all my shame, and let me go free. Why? Because He said, do you want it or not? And I said, give me a taste. You say, well, I believe it's already been elect, all that kind of thing. I'm going to tell you what. The blood of Calvary will save anybody when they decide for the blood of Calvary to save. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said it, I didn't. I don't care what any theologian tells me. I don't care what any preacher tells me. He saved me and found me where I was. And I had to be. Ye must be born again. I didn't say it. He said it. That'll preach. It's grace. How long has it been since you thanked Him for the taste that He's given you? How long has it been? If you're lost tonight, religion will not save you. You can be baptized 10 times and go to hell. But if you taste, I'm talking about get a taste. If the Holy Ghost is dealing with your heart, He's saying, will you take a taste? That's up to you. That's up to you. But if you recall some times tonight that you've tasted, millions of people would love to have what you have. There's a lot of people who just like to get just one sleep. Let me tell you this. Y'all are the richest people in the world. Why? When you're joined out with Christ, you're pretty rich. How long has it been since you thanked Him? I'm talking about going back to bad stuff. You say, I don't like to think about it. No, you need to remember where He found you. You need to remember what you deserved because that's the only way it tastes better. You say, well, I've always been good. You ain't been that good. You see who you truly are, it'll taste a whole lot better. Let's stand to our feet. Ma'am, if you'd come. Every head bowed and every eye closed, just for one second, please. It's what God put on my heart. I have no idea who it's for. No one looking around. Is there anybody here tonight that say, I've tried religion, I've tried coming to church. I've told my wife, my husband, my kids, I'll go, I'll do. I've done everything I can try to do. But the one thing I ain't tried, I've not tried, I've not tasted. Tonight's your night. Tonight's your night to be saved. Don't you allow nothing but Jesus. Is there anybody here tonight? I'm not going to come to you. I have no idea who most of you even are. Is there anybody here tonight would raise your hand, said, I want what you got. I want what David had. I want all the saints of God had. I want to get a taste of the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ and a taste of the forgiveness. Would you raise your hand and say, I want to be saved tonight. I want to go to heaven. Is there anybody here to raise your hand and say, that's what I want to do? I'm not asking you if you're an officer. I ain't asking you anything. Would you come? Is there anybody that needs to come and be saved tonight? Raise your hand if you need to. I'll ask you a question. Raise your hand if you've tasted the grace and mercy of Jesus. Look at these hands. Oh, we got a bunch of tasters here. We've got some people that's tasting what I'm talking about. Oh, go ahead and taste. Oh, taste. Taste and see. How long has it been since you thanked Him? He didn't have to give you a taste. If you need to come thank Him tonight, I'm going to get out of the way. But if you need to come thank Him tonight, what does it feel like to be forgiven? What does it feel like to know you'll never go to hell? That's tasting. You come if you need to tonight.